Massachusetts municipal officials are trying to figure out how to implement the voter-approved law that legalizes marijuana for recreational use. There's a lot to do before pot shops begin to open in Massachusetts in a little more than a year from now. Most elected officials in Massachusetts did not support the marijuana legalization referendum, but because it passed, they must now deal with a range of issues including taxation, zoning, and likely impacts on public safety and health. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said the city is in uncharted waters.
So I think we have to be very structured and defined in this issue, and I'm looking for maybe a time-limited moratorium.
Sarno, who opposed Question 4, said this week he will consult with the city's attorneys, officials who oversee planning, public safety, and public health, and the city council to work on local regulation issues.
You got to plan for the fallout that's going to occur, and you got to have the proper revenue and proper budgeting for this.
The law, which voters approved by a 54% to 46% margin, gives local communities an option to ban marijuana shops through local referendums. The number of shops can be limited to 20% of the licensed liquor stores in a community. Also, the location of the stores can be restricted and the hours of operation and signage regulated. Some mayors told the Boston Globe after Question 4 passed that they were open to launching a local ballot question to ban marijuana stores from their cities. But Sarno said he is not inclined to do that in Springfield.
People have spoken. You know, they've spoken on it, and I respect that. I just want to make sure that if there are facilities to open up here, they're all run properly, and the rules and regulations are concrete and specific to deal with those issues I brought up.
Springfield voters approved Question 4 by a 57% to 43% margin. Sarno is calling on the state legislature to look at a more progressive tax on marijuana.
And I'm also very concerned about the costs that are going to be incurred here. I think that the costs are going to outpace the revenues that are coming in.
The voter-approved law sets the total tax rate on a marijuana sale at 12%. That rate, which includes an optional 2% local tax, is far below the tax rates in other states where marijuana is sold legally. In Colorado, a state with a similar population to Massachusetts, the tax rate on marijuana sales is 25%. State Treasurer Deborah Goldberg, who will be the top regulator for the new marijuana industry, wants state legislators to extend the January 2018 start date for retail shops to open to allow more time to write regulations and put an enforcement bureaucracy in place. State Senator Eric Lesser of Longmeadow said he believes the legislature should not extend the deadline.
We owe that to the public. We owe it to the business community, to the law enforcement community, and to the public that voted for this referendum to make sure that it's implemented quickly and effectively.
Massachusetts voters approved medical marijuana in 2012, but the Springfield City Council just this week approved a host community agreement for the first dispensary in the city. City Councilor Adam Gomez, who chairs the Council's Health and Human Services Committee, believes the opening of recreational pot stores will occur more expeditiously.
Recreation is here, gentlemen. And by 2018, the lawmakers on a state level would create those policies so we can make sure not only other medicinal clinics come in, but recreation can come into Springfield the right way.
The new law makes it legal as of December 15, 2016, for people over the age of 21 to possess up to an ounce of marijuana and to grow up to 6 plants at home. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.